We're going to move along here in the Jamboree. Last May the 29th, I signed a management contract with a young fellow who's 19 years old. He's from out here in Spencerville, Maryland. His name is Vernon Taylor. That was the 29th of May we signed the contract. In the month of June, the people at Channel 5 Television saw him and they wanted the show right away. The first time they saw him, they had 17 different bands audition and they picked him up just like that. Out of all the 17, and they had some real good people auditioning, people who'd been in this business a long time. This boy's only been in the music business a little over a year. So the month of June brought a lot of good luck. Then the month of July, we cut a demonstration session with him. In the end of July, some people called me from New York. I won't mention who it is, but it was one of the largest record companies in the country. And they called me on the telephone and said, we've heard about your boy out there. And we want you to bring him up to New York City. So we made a trip up to New York with him. And they offered him a record contract with one of the three biggest labels in the country and a full-length motion picture contract. But we turned it down because we felt that because he'd only been in the business a year, it was going to take him a little while to get some experience and get some little know-how that you have to have in this business. So we turned it down. Everybody told me I was crazy. And then on the 2nd of August, we had Mac Wiseman at Glen Echo. Mac had never heard this boy in his life, and he heard him sing two songs, and he came back in the dressing room and said, I want to record that boy, bring him to Nashville next Tuesday. So we went to Nashville. You want to step up here? This is the first record this boy's ever made. I want you to appreciate that fact. He never made a record before in his life. This is the first record he's ever made. I think it's a tremendous start. He's starting where it took Ferlin Husky years to get, and Elvis Presley, it took him 2 or 3 years to get this kind of a group behind him, and this kind of a record company that is sinking thousands of dollars into him. And I think he's going to go. How do you feel about all this, Vernon?
Real good.
You have a good time recording this?
Yeah, had a ball.
Well, from here on out, boy, it's up to the public, because here's Vernon Taylor. I'm not kidding you. I say he's the fastest rising star in the field of music, and I think after you hear this record, both sides of it, that you'll agree. If you don't, why, we feel that we've tried as good as we could. Here's a song written by our good buddy Hank Snow. And it's called I'm Gonna Bid My Blues Goodbye. We changed the title to I Got the Blues. It's a little easier. And we did a little different arrangement. We left out a verse or two. So here's Vernon Taylor along with the Jordanaires and his first dot record, I Got the Blues. Vernon Taylor, here we go.
Got the blues. Don't mean no worries on my mind. I'm feeling sad. Lost the sweetest gal I swear I've ever had.
Can't figure why.
I only know I'm all alone and feeling bad.
Got the blues, don't understand.
She left me here alone and didn't tell me why.
Another man.
Well, he must have won her loving on the sly.
Well, I'll be brave.
I'll catch a shooting star and bid my blues goodbye.
Got the blues.
Mess around there, man.
And he's swinging now.
I mean, I'm screaming.
Oh, boy, screaming.
On the run.
The Milky Way out where the moon is hanging low. Face no more.
Got the blues.
The mean old worries on my mind, I'm feeling sad.
Got the blues.
Lost the sweetest gal I swear I've ever had.
Can't figure why.
I only know I'm all alone and feeling bad.
Got the blues.
All right. There's one side of it, that's called I've Got the Blues. And of course, that's the kind of song that we did in the style that we thought the teenage audience would appreciate today. And that features the Jordanaires and Hank Garland on the guitar and Floyd Kramer on the piano. And I know Hank Snow is going to find it far different from his arrangement, but we're trying to do something that's commercial. This other side of this song, Vernon, where did you get this song? This is an old-time song that a buddy of ours from down in Louisiana wrote, James O'Gwynn. He had it, I mentioned this before, on a Starday record, and he did it real fast. frankly in the same beat that we did the losing game. And where'd you hear this one? Where did you get to like this song?
Heard a good buddy Jimmy Dean's name.
Jimmy Dean had it. And we liked Jimmy's record of it. We thought it was a real strong song, so we decided we'd do. We did four songs on the session, but this is the first release. And this, again, is a little unusual. It's a ballad, and it's going maybe it'll hit you right away. Maybe it'll take time to grow on you, because there's a lot of music on this record and a lot of things to hear. But here's the other side of Vernon Taylor's first Dot record. I still say it's going to sell a million. If I'm wrong, I'll apologize, but that's my opinion. Here's Vernon Taylor to sing for you, Losing Game.
I played a losing game when I fell in love with you. Held a losing hand when you told me we were through. Played a losing game when I gave my heart to you. I played it wrong when I fell in love with you. For me the sun will shine no more. Dark has come now on.
There's Vernon Taylor. From here on out, Vernon, it's up to the public, and they'll have to make up their mind whether they like it or not. I like it. Of course, I'm prone to it, but I've been in this business a long time, and I think that's something really to be proud of for a first record. That's starting right at the top, which not many people do. So, Vernon, good luck to you. I hope the people like it.